Okay. Great day, great day, great day, great day to me, great day to you. It's the Earl J. Brock Show on this fabulous Mother's Day. Shout out to all the mothers that are here, who are here on Mother's Day, and to those in the heavenly gates and everything else. I'm going to end up make this podcasting real short since it is May 14th of 2023. The topic of the story was, I found out this morning that Ja Morant is now suspended for all team activities due to him again. I mean again. Physically flashing, brandishing a gun on Instagram Live while he was out with a friend of his. If I remember this article here. And I'm going to read the article that was said, and it says, Ja Morant suspended after a video shows the Grizzly star with a gun. And this came out at 11:43, which this has been out about an hour ago, according to Tim McMahon, ESPN staff writer. Indicated in the shows, the Memphis Grizzlies have suspended Ja Morant from all team activities after video showing the star guard holding a gun began circulating on social media Saturday night. The Grizzlies announced the suspension, which is pending a league review. In a statement Sunday, 2 months after the NBA suspended Morant over the similar incident, the team did not provide further comment and says, quote, we are aware of the social media post involving Ja Morant and are in process of gathering more information, quoted NBA spokesperson Mike Bass said in a statement Sunday. On Saturday, during an Instagram Live session on Morant's friend Devontae Pack's account, the all-star flashing a gun while riding in the passenger seat of a car and singing along with a rap song. The video has since been deleted. Morant left the Grizzlies and entered a counseling program in March after a video showing him holding a gun while intoxicated at a Denver club when the Grizzlies were in town to play the Nuggets. He was eventually suspended 8 games after meeting with NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, who called Morant's conduct, quote, irresponsible, reckless, and potentially very dangerous. At the time of the suspension, Morant told ESPN in an interview that he realized what I have to lose and say he would be more responsible, more smarter, and stand away from all the bad decisions. Let me say this, and I'm going to say this right now. Ja Morant, you end up pretending that you end up want to be a gangster, quote unquote. You is not that hard like that. And the reason why I'm pointedly end up saying this right then and there, did y'all just end up just get bounced out the first round against the Los Angeles Lakers in 6 games? And you was more likely you was down like about 30, 40 points. And on top of all that, you was the number 2 seed in the Western Conference. Your boy Dylan Brooks, who's no longer with the team, didn't even care no more. Didn't play no kind of defense. He was doggone nearly shooting 29% from 3-point range. And he was shooting about at least under 40%. And for you to end up to be out here brandishing a gun, knowing you violating code of conduct in the NBA. And it's like they said, the NBA watches everything that you do. The NBA watches everything that you do. Rather if you're in a nightclub, rather if you're in a mall, you could be at a park. You could obviously end up could be at a strip club. It don't even matter if it's 3 a.m. You're out here brandishing a gun the exact same way that you did back in March, and now you're back in the headlines again for whatever situation. What's the excuse now? You almost end up got caught up in getting enough hit with a 17-year-old when you punch a 17-year-old kid. Normally, your sentence, you could have been sentenced. You could have been sentenced for any of these reasons, but you luckily enough the commissioner Adam Silver and have slapped you on the wrist for an 8-game suspension. Because the first 5 games that you was already was out right then and there. That was the whole concept to this. Every bit of this. I meant everything. You did this and you did that for whichever reason. Why are you planning on doing this? Are you really trying to end your career? You could possibly end up be the face of the NBA and possibly could get one of the largest contracts, nearly the second largest contracts right then and there if you think about the all-NBA teams and all that, et cetera, et cetera. All that into that situation. When you do all this into that typical phase and you end up keep doing this and doing that, you fail to realize your career could go way further down while you end up doing all this, and now you're suspended from all team activities because of this. You're making terrible decisions after terrible decisions again. This is not you. This is not you under any and all circumstances for you to end up to be doing all this all on social media. This time you did this again on Instagram on a friend of yours on his account. You realize the NBA sees this, right? And knowing the commissioner going to see this, and then he's going to determine now if you and there literally are going to be suspended. Probably might cost you a full year. This might cost you the whole full year for you end up making this dumb, stupid decision. And you are this young here in any uniform or shape or fashion. And then the Memphis Grizzlies and the don't have no further comments about all that. And if I digress back to it, I'll explain for more details. And it end up says it indicating and says Morant has been involved in several off the court incidents over the past year. He is being sued by a high school prospect after a fight during a pickup game. I don't understand it. I would not understand this. I do not understand for you to end up to be making these types of decisions. And you're getting yourself caught up. Why then? Why now? A high school prospect? Seriously, a high school prospect. And you're brandishing this again. I try to be cool. I'm trying to be cool, and I am this cool right now, but at the same time, my blood is boiling. You is better than that. You didn't have Nike dropped you from this and dropped you for that for any of these reasons. For any of these reasons. And you're doing all this again. You're doing all this again for this typical situation. And I didn't even get past the first hour yet. I'm just getting started. And while I'm in the, and I'm like this, and I'm reading this article right then and there, being sued by a high school prospect after a fight during a pickup game in Morant's backyard, where Morant and Pack are alleged to have punched the boy in the head. The teenager told police that Morant entered his house after the fight, came back outside with a gun in his waistband. Pack was banned from attending games at Memphis FedEx Forum after a post-game confrontation with the Pacers traveling party. Pack was escorted out of his courtside seat after stepping onto the floor during the game to confront Pacer players. After the game, following an argument between Morant's associate and the members of the Pacers traveling party in the arena's loaded dock area, a red laser was pointed from the SUV in which Morant was riding. An NBA investigation could not cooperate in any individual threats others with the weapon. in the wake of Morant's first round, in the wake of the Grizzlies' first round elimination, Morant said he needed to be more disciplined. I just got to be better with my decision making. He said after a 125-85 loss to the Lakers on April 28th. That's pretty much it. The off-the-court issues affected us as an organization pretty much. Just need more discipline. How much more discipline do you really honestly need? How much more discipline are you end up obviously end up trying to say that you say? You're saying that you need more discipline, but you're doing the exact same thing that you just did in March, 2 months ago. You just ended up did the exact same thing. You did the exact same thing. And what more kind of, and what more sense did you end up really need to do for you to end up just to be all in this, all in that? And I don't understand, why are you end up doing this here? Do you feel to realize you put your life and your family's life and your daughter's life in jeopardy by you just end up doing all this? You about to mess around and end up lose endorsement deals with this investigation going on. That ain't going to help nothing of the situation that you put yourself in. You got out of one situation, and now you're putting yourself back in it. You're putting yourself back in this situation. You want to know why? Because you're hanging out with the wrong crowd again. You hanging out with the same guy that got into it with the Pacers players and the traveling party. Do you feel to realize your best friend could end up, could honestly ruin your career? And then when he end up going to tell you if your career goes all the way down from there, down the line, he going to be like, man, you going to come back from all this right then and there. Ain't nothing but a flash and a branch and a gun. That's the second time. That's the second time right then and there. Second time he would have got caught up with this again. But if he was caught up with this the third time, oh, I guarantee you, it'll be a conviction charge. That's a conviction charge. That's what most people have to feel to realize. Because in the NBA, that's violating a personnel conduct rule that you're violating into the situation in the matter of hand. Flashing and brandishing a gun like that, you could put somebody in harm's way, put somebody's life in danger if you didn't think about that in that point in the sense of view. And mind you, Ja Morant, you're probably about, what, 25, 26 years old? And you end up making millions of dollars and you can't even keep yourself away from a gun? You can't keep yourself away from a gun after end up being eliminated in the first round on April 28th. After y'all lost to the Los Angeles Lakers in six games in a 125-85 loss by 40 points, to be exact. But it seems like the whole lifestyle situation is costing you like this. If I was you, Ja Morant, I would stop hanging with that person that you're with. And when you, the more you keep hanging out with this person right then and there, this person's then going to cost you your career. And if I was his dad, I'd tell him, stop. You have a daughter that you end up having to provide for. You also end up having to provide for yourself right then and there. Because in that case right then and there, 99.9% of African Americans that had got caught up with these type of gun charges, aggravated assaults, et cetera, X, Y, Z, have got caught up with this, and they never, ever made it out of their careers because they let all this tarnish their careers. Your career could get tarnished being caught up with this type of incident, because you get caught up with this incident time and time and now again. And so all that, and you're making millions of the damn dollars, and you can't even keep yourself off of a gun. You can't even keep yourself off of a gun after you got caught up with this 2 months ago? How are they not going to look on your image? How are you going to get endorsement deals with you end up getting caught up with all that? And you obviously end up making millions and millions of dollars. That is inexcusable and it is unacceptable. For whichever reason that you're doing all this for just to end up to make this as a stunt, you're not really that hardcore like that. Come on, I can see that in your face right now. You're doing all this just to have this as a front. This is part of the reason why I end up saying that the Memphis Grizzlies will never ever be ready to compete for a championship title because all they do is talk too much. They talk too much for all the wrong reasons. And you can't even focus on competing for an NBA title because they're not ready and they never will be ready. These guys end up need more discipline and stop playing being so damn soft at some point in time in careers like this. And this is the point of the reason in any of these forms, shapes, or fashion. If I was you, Ja Morant, get it together. Because long before you even notice, your career is going to drag. This whole gun situation, this whole brandishing a gun for the second time, this is going to do nothing but bring you down, and so does your career, and so does your family. If I was you, I stop what I'm doing and stop hanging out with that friend of yours. Because all your friend of yours is then going to do is then get you in trouble, and then you going to have a problem with him with all this going on. Because he doesn't care if you ain't going to have a career. You should. Make a formidable decision on what you're going to plan on doing. That's all I can really can say on that particular order. Now, the last thing of the business right then and there, the next thing that's coming up is that I had watched the Golden State Warriors, I had watched the Los Angeles Lakers had demoralized and dominated the Golden State Warriors. LeBron James had him a stellar, outstanding Game 6, which he dominated Game 6 that night. I mean, he had 30 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. He was near a triple-double. Anthony Davis even came up big, 17 points, 20 rebounds in that game. Lonnie Walker came up, showed up, and showed out, and did what he was supposed to do. And the Lakers end up handling business, beating the Golden State Warriors. And now the Golden State Warriors are eliminated from the second round, and that was for the first time in 9 years that the Golden State Warriors, we never thought that the Golden State Warriors would be done as soon as May. And within that time, man, that went by so quick. The last time the Golden State Warriors was eliminated was in the first round in 2014 against the Los Angeles Clippers. That's been so long. That's been over 9 years. 9 years and the reigning defending NBA champs are no longer in the playoffs. And if you end up asking me, is this the last that we've seen from the Golden State Warriors to win the title? To me, I say it's passed over with. Because this could be the end for Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. Klay Thompson, this is the first time I ever saw him never showed up in Game 6. Because everybody knows Klay Thompson is Mr. Game 6. He struggled so bad. He struggled so bad in Game 6 in that game against the Lakers. I'ma even bring this up. And the score was 122-101. That means the Lakers won by 21 points. 21 points in that game right then and there. And everybody knows Steph Curry and Duke was trying to do everything that he possibly and could have done right then and there. I mean, he was doing everything he could do. I mean, 32 points. I was like this. I mean, you talk about this in any other form, shape, or fashion. And how you end up do all this right then and there because everybody knows, and it says in the article, LeBron James and the Lakers eliminated the champion Warriors with a 122-101 victory in Game 6. 6 months and a day after the Los Angeles Lakers fell to 2-10 to start the regular season, they emphatically eliminated the defending NBA champions to reach the Western Conference Finals. And do I feel like that the Golden State Warriors end up paying Jordan Poole all this money here? I think they did, because they did, the Golden State Warriors, and all they bought my ass, didn't really put them on a proven contract to end up to think, oh, we don't know if we should end up giving them all this money right then and there. And then, what are your plans for the future? I don't know if you're tarnishing your future into the life and the hands of a guy that was kind of was sensational and was good last year in the playoffs, in the NBA Finals. But I don't think Jordan Poole didn't really deserve all that money like that to end up to be frequently, to all that to be frequently honest. And with that, right then and there, he struggled. He struggled the whole second round. He struggled throughout the second round of that game right then and there. But I'll be back.